Pod peeps, welcome back to the Possibilities, Options, and Dreams podcast with the Entrepreneur Source, where we empower individuals to identify, pursue, and achieve their dreams of self-sufficiency. Melissa here. I am in studio with Marissa Frois, our CEO and integrator, and Tamara Loring, our brand ideologist. So I am the member relationship strategist here at the Entrepreneur Source. I work with all of our franchisor members, helping them with any support for the duration of their membership with the Entrepreneur Source. Marissa, I'll let you introduce yourself.
Thank you for the intro. So excited to be here. My name is Marissa Frois. I am the strategic integrator here at TES. I kind of get to do a little bit of everything. I've been here for 11 years and I've just enjoyed the ride so far. I love working with our coaches and hearing all of the fantastic client testimonials and stories that we get to hear. So really excited for the topic today. But before we dive into that, I'll hand it over to you to do a quick intro as well.
Happy to. Thank you. Yes, I'm in charge of ideology here at the Entrepreneur Source. I always laugh because it makes me giggle. What do I get to do? Well, I get to ideate. I get to dream. I get to think about what is possible. And I can't even imagine anything more invigorating to think about a better and brighter future, one where we all feel empowered and living our ideal life. So that's what I get to do.
Awesome. Well, I'm so excited to be like when I'm with Marissa and Tamara, it's just a lot of energy and always a good conversation. So today we're going to be talking again. We're going through our book, Your Career 2.0, A Survival Guide for the Battered Career and Investor Syndrome. And we've covered a lot of topics up to this point, all about what's holding you back, obstacles in your way. What are your dreams? What's your you 2.0? If you're wondering about any of those things, you can go back to previous episodes. But today we're going to be talking about chapter 5, which is the coaching experience, No Need to Go Alone. And I feel everything up to this point has been phenomenal, but this is a topic we all love. We could talk about this for hours, but today we want to dive into what is coaching as it pertains to the Entrepreneur Source? Why is it important? Who can it help? How can it help you? And so that's why I'm so excited to have Marissa and Tamara here to really dive in deeper to coaching, which is the core of what we do. So I'm going to pass it over to you, Marissa,
Thanks. Thanks so much, Mel. So the idea of coaching or working with a coach hopefully isn't a foreign concept to those that are listening in. And there's many types of coaches, whether it's a sports coach, a business coach, or a career ownership coach, which are the coaches that we have here at TES. But really, we're all students that are constantly just learning and growing and just looking to do that day in and day out. But before we move forward, T, can you go over really what the definition is of a coach, what coaching really is?
Yeah, the best definition I've heard of that Terry actually introduced us to is a little bit of a mouthful, but let me read it to you. It is empowering someone to become intellectually engaged in a future result that is good for them, and then getting them to commit to take action to achieve that result. So there's a lot packed into that one statement, but that is the essence of what coaching can do for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And people may think they know what a coach is, what a coach does, but I just want to make sure we're really buttoning that up. So can you go over what does a coach even do?
Gosh, there are several things a coach can do, right? First and foremost, what they do is they create a safe space where you can learn and you can educate yourself about what the possibilities are. It's about creating awareness. A coach's role really isn't to tell you what to do or what to think, but they'll challenge you to look inwards. Many times people think, just tell me, you know, which direction should I go? But that's not what coaching is. Coaching trusts that you have the answer within yourself, even if you don't think you do know what you want. It helps you to do some soul searching. So what you'll find is that a coach won't tell you the direction to go, but they'll ask you great questions that will allow you to discover maybe things that are holding you back, maybe limiting beliefs that you have that you didn't even know that you had. A coach will ultimately challenge you to greatness and help you see beyond your blind spots. And yes, by definition, when you work with a coach, be careful what you're asking for, because they're going to challenge you to get outside of your current comfort zone. And my ultimate favorite of what a coach gets to do is they help you explore and think and dream about what's possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm sure that there are those of you out there that are thinking, that all sounds great, T, but yeah, I don't need a coach. That's not for me. Working with a coach isn't going to get me any further than where I already am. I could do a lot of this on my own. And I really want to challenge that thinking a little bit. There's a phrase in this chapter that I absolutely love, and it is, knowledge is the only weapon against fear. Fear simply dissolves in the face of information, facts, and knowledge. And I think it's safe to say that if you aren't experiencing a little bit of fear when exploring possibilities or going through a change or trying something new, then maybe you just aren't thinking big enough, right? Fear is common, and that's okay. So T, really challenging that thinking a little bit, can everyone and anyone really benefit from working with a coach or having a coach?
The answer is yes, but not everybody's open to coaching, right? So sometimes people engage with a coach because they want to hear what they're thinking and feeling is validated, right? Just tell me that I'm right, that I'm on the right track here. So that is not what coaching is. But if you feel like, gosh, there has to be a better way, or I'm feeling stuck, or maybe you park your ego for a second and acknowledge that I cannot be the expert at everything in life, or, you know, I cannot necessarily feel confident about everything. And if you're humble enough to recognize that you don't know it all, it's what you learn after you think you know it all that really counts, then you can benefit from coaching. So yeah, if you're not 100% happy with the trajectory of your life, if you think there has to be more, there has to be a better way, I think you can benefit from coaching. Wouldn't you agree, Mer?
Yeah, 100%. And I, as you're saying, like, I always go back to kind of that, like, the fit, like, coaching in fitness, like a personal trainer or someone like that. And I think that we all can agree, we settle into comfort zones.
Absolutely.
And whether you know it or not, there's always room to grow and to go past that. And it's not even, it's not like you have to make any major decisions or anything. It's just like, don't you want, wouldn't it be great to know something you don't know right now? Like,
absolutely.
What if you knew that and then it then impacted a future choice or the future, like, trajectory of your life, if you want to even get in that big picture. But what my question is, why not? Like, why not talk to a coach? You have nothing to lose.
And everything to gain.
Well, and even if you think about the most successful people on earth, right? The most famous athletes, actors, I don't care. Even the president, right? Everybody surrounds themselves with mentors or coaches. So if those people can benefit from coaching, who am I to say that I already know it all, right? So yeah, no, I mean, coaching is for anybody who wants to make meaningful progress in their life. Yeah.
And I was going to just add to that too, like, a coach isn't there. I think maybe people feel like they're going to judge me about my past choices or where I currently am, or I feel maybe ashamed that I am where I am right now. But a coach is there to just help you see past where you are and see past fears and misconceptions and all these things. It's like you said to start out, it's a safe space.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
There's no, like, no, nothing's attached to that.
There is no judgment. And actually, and I know it's not covered in the chapter, but there's a big difference between a therapist, a teacher, or even a coach. A therapist may focus on the past, like, why are you the way we do? As a coach, we won't dwell on the past to determine our future. We're forward facing, right? So I cannot undo the past. The past is the past. Yes, it always reminds me of the Chinese proverb, when was the best time to plant a tree? 20 years ago. When is the best next time? Now. So a coach will say, okay, what can we do to create a better future? We'll take the past into consideration, but we won't dwell on it at all. So,
for sure. Good segue into the next topic I would like to discuss, and that's trust, right? I'm sure that's a big one for people just exploring the next steps and working with a coach. And the trust factor is a biggie for moving forward with that next step. And I think the last couple decades and maybe even the last couple of years, many of us feel like we've lost maybe a little bit of trust in the institutions and organizations we've considered to really be leaders, whether that's our government, Wall Street, media, just to name a few. So as humans, we're looking for and really craving leaders we can trust and rely on, and individuals that truly have our best interest in mind. So T, what are your thoughts? And we talk a lot about this in this chapter, but what are your thoughts on leadership, relationship and opportunity, even especially as it pertains to trust.
Yeah, no, you need all three, right? So if you don't have leadership, if you don't know who can lead you out of this mess or help you get to where you want to go, you're missing an element. So leadership is important, but if you don't have the relationship, so somebody you could ultimately trust, if I don't trust that you've got my best interest at heart, if I'm thinking you're trying to push me into something that's not maybe good for me or my family, then there is no trust. And without that, I cannot actually recognize the opportunity. It may be right in front of me, but because I don't trust your motives, I may not be able to capitalize on it or go forward with it, right? Because those two other elements are missing. So I think leadership, relationship, opportunity are all very important in order for you to be in a position to actually think about your thinking. And going back to what you were saying, not feeling like I'm forced to make a decision or I'm experiencing some pressure, but just truly dreaming and thinking like when you were a kid and failure wasn't an option, right? And just thinking about what is possible. But that can only happen if those three elements Absolutely. Are in place. So yeah, leadership, relationship, opportunity is so important. And I'm not surprised in today's day and age where, you know, people are feeling let down, maybe by corporate America. They're feeling let down by some of the institutions they trusted in the past, right? Whether it's government, Wall Street, other type of institutions. So, you know, people are skeptical. So it's very different and almost unheard of in today's day and age to be able to collaborate or work with somebody who really genuinely cares about what's going to be best for you. So, but it exists. Don't lose hope.
That's for sure.
I mentioned before that some people will engage with a coach, not necessarily because they're ready to grow, but because they want to hear that what they're thinking and feeling is right. And I would challenge everybody, right? We already said that, hey, if even the most successful and most famous people can benefit from coaching, who am I not to be humble enough to think that I can change and grow? So if you go into the relationship, an organization that you can trust and a person that you feel has your best interest in mind, but then truly having an open mind. Let's talk about that a little bit, right? Because it's easy. Like if you ask me, hey, T, do you have an open mind? Of course, I'm going to say, sure, I do. Until you start challenging the things that I hold near and dear to my heart, things that I perhaps value. I remember when Terry and I would have that conversation. Of course, we work for the entrepreneur source, right? And I said, yeah, I would love to be an entrepreneur, but I don't have this idea or the creativity to take something to the marketplace. So, okay, so you have an open mind until you think you cannot do something, right? Mm-hmm. And recognizing what those limiting thoughts could be. Or I cannot be successful at something because I've never done it before, right? Another myth that may be holding you back from actually reaching your true potential. What are some other ones that I see a lot? Knowing what you know, love, and enjoy will make you successful, right? Why do so many small businesses fail then? If everybody, like nobody starts off thinking, oh, this is not going to work, but if they love it, maybe they turn a hobby into a business and then realize, uh-oh, something is missing. So coaching can help you really think about your thinking and help you reflect on things that you weren't even aware of before. Yeah. You guys want to comment on that?
Yeah, that last one is so huge. And I think everything that you've spoken about, obviously a coach would be super beneficial in helping you through just some of those obstacles, but the idea of doing what you love and enjoy will make you successful. I think that's a trap that people fall in oftentimes trying to do it on their own, right? Your go-to is, well, I love doing this or I enjoy doing that. So obviously I'm going to be super successful and excel at that. And if someone goes down that path thinking that's going to be what's best for themselves, their families, their income, lifestyle, wealth, and equity goals, they may realize that they got themselves into a trap, right? Maybe they're not successful. Maybe they're not able to succeed in it in the way that they were when they were doing it as a hobby or something that they just enjoyed. And so that idea of working with a coach and letting them kind of challenge your current beliefs and help you see something that you're not even thinking of is absolutely crucial and oftentimes could make or break what success looks like in many cases.
Yeah, and isn't it interesting in a situation like that, right? If you follow what's your perceived passion and you try to, let's say, turn it into a business, the thing you used to love so much now becomes the thing you dread. And I've seen the opposite happening too, like with so many of our clients. I mean, 95% of our clients end up in something they never would have looked at or had looked at and prematurely dismissed. And I just love those conversations because they're like, no way in hell am I ever going to do that. And then project 3 or 4 years and they're a major influencer in the community. They've created jobs and what have you. And people like, and you're in the painting business or in the home cleaning business, who would have ever thought that? And so the thing that they thought that they would hate, they now turn to love because it's way bigger than just the product or service that they deliver. So, you know, a coach can really help you. I mean, talk about getting out of your comfort zone, not only get you out of your comfort zone, but really challenge you so that you don't get stuck in what we like to call the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. I think Einstein gets credit for that one, right? So, yeah. You know, but it's so, you know, if everything in your life is working the way you think it should be, then hey, maybe coaching is not right for you right now. But if you're thinking there has to be a better way, think about all these things. Keep an open mind, challenge your maybe what's a limiting belief. Yeah. Could you be suffering from definition of insanity? And thinking that you shouldn't feel fear, that is something that's going to elude you too. Just because it is scary or maybe you've got sweaty palms doesn't necessarily mean that it's wrong, right? So a coach can help you explore and educate yourself in a safe space so that you can then make an informed choice about what the best path is going to be for you. But thinking that once you have that clarity, it's going to be like, oh, nothing to fear. That is something that is going to elude you too. I mean, this is where the 4C formula actually helps me personally because, you know, in order to have confidence in something, there are actually 3 other things that have to happen first. First, you have to make a commitment, right? So if I have that dream and I see that, oh my gosh, it's powerful, then I need to say, yes, I really, really am going to go after this. I'm making a commitment to pursue my dream. That is only step one. Step two then is, oh my gosh, I need to muster up the courage. What did I now really sign up for? That better, brighter future that I say I really want, am I willing to do what it takes to get that? And that is where the nerves come in, right? It's a little scary because I've never done that before. I've never experienced that kind of success before. But once you take those steps, you'll start developing the capabilities. And anything, think about anything that you've done in life that was super, super scary.
Yeah.
And then once you've done that, you realize that, okay, I didn't die. Yeah. And maybe it was a little exhilarating. And maybe I'm actually a little proud of that, right? Yes. Like I remember you sharing the story of just public speaking.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny, we spoke about this in one of our earlier podcasts, and it's earlier in the book as well. But I feel we have to highlight the acronym for fear because it's so true each and every time. Mm-hmm. It's false evidence appearing real. Mm-hmm. And it's so true that fear that builds up in you and what you think things are going to be and what's tripping you up, oftentimes when you get through it and at the end, it wasn't real. You did fine. Yeah. And the more you do it, the better it is. So absolutely.
And it never is as bad as you think it's going to be, right? You doing the public speaking, people are like, I am so inspired. And you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know what I just said.
Exactly.
But then you realize you're like, okay, if I can do that, what else can I do in my life that is worth it, right? So don't try to avoid feeling scared or nervous. That is actually a good thing. If you don't feel it, actually Terry Powell will always say, then you become complacent. You should fear more than this nervous feeling because the nervousness just means that you're human. I've never seen anybody make meaningful change in their life and just being very complacent about it.
Yeah.
If that is the case, what did you say this morning? Then they're not dreaming big enough.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
And I would add to that too, that on the coaching side, like I love the, what was the first one? Commitment. Mm-hmm. And that's 100%. Like we talked about open mind. We talk about these limiting beliefs you might have. So first and foremost, are you willing to commit to keeping an open mind? And what I love too is the coach is going to challenge you 100%, but also they're there to like be your encouragement as you're going through all these things. So you don't have to feel these, you know, this fear, false evidence appearing real, but these feelings are, you know, this is what I'm feeling right now. But your coach is there to say, okay, let's talk through it. This doesn't have to be something that's crippling and holding you back. Let's work through it and look beyond it. And that is very powerful, because I know in my own life, feeling those things, it's very natural to say, you know what, I'm just going to kind of stay in my comfort zone. I'm going to stay where I am. And then it's very hard to push yourself out of your comfort zone. Yeah. So it helps to have someone else doing that. And then they can also help you see, do you remember when you did that? Do you remember when you pushed yourself out of your comfort zone? Do you remember when you achieved that great thing? Yeah. You can do it. And so that's the other part of it as well, is they are there for support and encouragement and like a cheerleader almost, as well as the challenging and that piece of it.
Yeah, that actually makes me think of two more things, right? Amazing. So there are going to be days when you work with a coach that your coach is actually going to believe in you and your potential way more than you do. And that's powerful. Could you be doing this by yourself? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But when you get scared, who's going to be there to help you see that, is what I'm thinking and feeling really, really true? Or am I just being a human being? Somebody who's going to be a dream champion for you, somebody who's going to believe in you more than you do. You can probably think of somebody in your life too, where you're like, wow, you know, I don't see what they see in me, but because they believe in me so much, it gives me the energy to persevere and go forward. I want to make them proud, right? So, I mean, that is a form of coaching also. But the nice thing about coaching is, it's not about making a decision, because what keeps people in their, stops them in their track, it's when fear and doubt creeps in. Mm. So a coach can help you avoid the feeling of making a bad or wrong decision, because that's going to never get you anywhere. But realizing that I'm in a safe space, I'm going to learn, I'm going to get knowledge, I'm going to educate myself so that I can get to a point where I have some clarity and I can make an informed choice. That is way less fear producing than just knowing that, oh my God, if I screw this up, life as we know it is going to end, right? I know, overly dramatic, but you know, sometimes in our heads, it's that real. Yeah. So, you know, a coach can be there. You know, sometimes they'll get you out of your comfort zone. Other times they'll be there to actually help you believe that you can actually do what you say that you wanted to. But the important thing, it's never the coach's dream. It's always your dream and what you want to create in your life. The income, the lifestyle, the wealth and equity goals, needs and expectations that you're pursuing. So a really great coach won't be telling you a lot, but they'll ask you a lot of questions. So, you know, there are a few examples that I can think of. You guys probably have heard this many times. I think sometimes they just roll off my tongue when I have a conversation with somebody. They're like, are we in a coaching session right now? Are you going to be sending me a vision statement after that? But, you know, I feel like if you're genuinely interested in what makes somebody tick, these things are just things that you're genuinely intrigued about, right? Like, how many people get asked to think about their life 5 years, 10 years from now, or even what has to have happened both personally and professionally in the next year for you to be happy with your progress? Let's just focus on that, making baby steps, more progress towards that kind of change. Other great coaching questions would be, let's dream a little. What would you do if you knew that you couldn't fail? What would that look like? Or, you know, when people start saying, oh, I would love to do this, but that's not possible. But what if it was? What if we were to find out that that's not the case? Would that make a difference? So I just love that coaches get to be in that realm where, like I said, as an ideologist, we get to dream and think and explore what's truly, truly possible. We believe that 75% of the adult population has a strong to very strong desire to want to be self-sufficient, but only 5% are ready, willing, and able to do something about that desire. They're actually not great coaching clients for us because they think they already know it all. The people that are actually scared, unsure, maybe humble, right? They don't need to be necessarily suffering from battered career or battered investor syndrome, but they should at the very least have a desire to want to make some meaningful change in their lives and be open to challenging their current beliefs and their current paradigms that may be holding them back. They're actually the person who's a great coaching candidate. So we don't want people to self-select out before. We want them to experience it and the journey. They can stop at any time they want to, but they will see if there's value in the coaching. And it's just that one step at a time, because most of our clients, if you see where they end up, and had you asked them when we started off, did you ever see that this was going to be the end? They said, not in a million years. I would have thought, you know, yeah, it just never would have happened. So that's why I want to make sure that it's not just for those who are serious about success, but those who are serious about making meaningful change in their lives.
And adding to that, you brought this up right at the beginning, T, when you read that statement at the beginning about what coaching is, which I think we should reiterate at the end because it is powerful, but where the coach not only is helping someone or empowering someone to be able to dream and ask these big questions and really pull out really, truly, what is it that someone wants that maybe they've never thought about, but also then to help them take these steps to act as well, which is a massive piece of it as well.
Yeah, because everybody can dream, but if you're not doing anything about it, it's what value does it have, right? So the statement was empowering someone to become intellectually engaged in a future result that is good for them, and then getting them to commit to take action to achieve that result. And that is where you use the gym analogy, right? Mm-hmm. Could you be exercising by yourself and everything? Yeah, sure, you can. And some people are disciplined enough to do that. But the ones who see lasting results are the ones that collaborate or work with an exercise coach or something like that, right? Somebody who's going to push you harder. It's that love-hate relationship. I cannot do one more push-up. Yes, you can. Oh my gosh, I just did it. I can't believe it, right? So, and coaching about your future and about creating wealth for yourself or a legacy for yourself, or even just the income and the lifestyle that you're after. I mean, a coach can absolutely help you achieve that. Is it always going to be easy? Heck no. Otherwise, everybody else would be doing it too, right? But is it worth it? Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Sure. Okay, ladies. Hopefully those listening in could just hear the passion we have for coaching. And I hope that we've challenged some of those thoughts and beliefs out there for individuals that thought they could do it on their own or wasn't quite sure what the coaching experience was all about. But let's move to final thoughts. So T, final thoughts for you as we wrap up this episode.
Sure. Absolutely. If there was anything that inspired you today, definitely get yourself a copy of this book because a lot of great nuggets in there. As I think about it, I think we referenced Brian Klemmer in the book also. He was a keynote speaker and he wrote a book himself. And I always loved the header. It said, if how-tos were enough, we'd all be rich, skinny, and happy. So it's not like the information isn't out there, but what is missing, right? It's aligning yourself with somebody who cares, somebody who can coach you to help you reach your goals, your needs, your expectations, somebody who can help you tap into what is possible and allow you to live the life of your dreams. So, you know, you own your own dreams. It is your journey, but heck, you don't need to go it alone. You know, we believe that everybody has a dream worthwhile pursuing. So align yourself with somebody who can help you move forward.
Absolutely. So great. I'm going to go back to something you just said, and I want to reiterate that. So a central characteristic of our own coaches is that they often believe in their client's dream more than they do. And we found that to be true with many coaches individuals work with. So I want to wrap it up with saying, how wonderful is it to know that a coach has so much belief in what you can do? Oftentimes they can see it and believe it even before you can. So, and they will help coach you through that mindset and get you to that mindset every step of the way. They will not let you fail on the path to seeing your true potential. So keep an open mind when it comes to working with a coach and really just enjoy the journey.
How am I supposed to follow up those two? So when it comes to coaching and specifically coaching here at the Entrepreneur Source, I just know that it is a group of individuals who truly, like you were talking about trust and how that's almost a lost art, if you want to say that these days, where people are skeptical, but the coaches of the Entrepreneur Source truly care so much about the clients, the individuals, their families, and helping them dream about their future. And we've seen it so many times where people come to the coaches, they begin their coaching journey and they're beaten down. They're the battered career syndrome is something that they experience and they're frustrated. They feel a lack of control. They have fears. They don't know where to turn. And after working with the coaches and going through that experience, they, and I've heard coaches say it, I saw my client, like a spark was ignited and they got again this passion for life and for their future and for what they wanted to do. And it was just incredible to see them go from this like just kind of beaten down, like just worn down to this, basically a whole new person.
Absolutely.
Who's like, I'm so excited for what I get to do. I'm excited that I get to take back control of my life. And that is something that coaching does. It's an actual like visible change in a person. And so that's my long way of saying that the coaching is so powerful, and just to be, again, open to it. And that's, you know, it's really all that it is just being open to starting to take those steps.
If you allow it, it can be life changing.
So,
it was fun.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today as we explore possibilities, options, and dreams. Keep an open mind and remember what's possible.